All we keep hearing on the objectives is we keep seeing all of the targets that we have struck. And again, that is an incredible accomplishment. From a tactical standpoint, I think the proficiency of our military has been on display. But we're not in this for a tactical advantage. We're in this to fundamentally change Iran. And as we sit here today, Iran's nuclear program is exactly what it was before this war started. They have not lost their capacity to inflict pain. They still have a ballistic missile program. They're still able to blockade the Strait of Hormuz and have the ships that are capable of doing that. What is the plan to get that to change? And most disturbingly, the president keeps telling us that it's over. What was it, a week ago Friday, the president announced that Iran had agreed to give up their nuclear program, to give up their ballistic missile program, to stop support for terrorist groups, to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The only problem with that is literally none of that was true. He was completely making it up. Iran hadn't even agreed to meet with us, as became embarrassingly clear as the day spun out and poor J.D. Vance had to keep going back and forth to the airport. We never even had a meeting. So wish fulfillment is not really a strategy. I mean, maybe the president thinks he's doing some sort of Jedi mind trick and can tell Iran, you will give up your nuclear weapons, and they automatically will. But that's not working. So what we need to hear today is what is going to work. We have 50,000 troops in the region who are still at risk. How are those tactical victories going to translate into some sort of strategic success? And by the way, this is one of the things that realism recognizes. You can win a whole lot of little small battles and lose the war, which is why you don't stumble into the war in the first place.